It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Copan head football coach Shane Page. And you guys got some of your kids back and won a ball game going into district play, your final non-district game of the season. Wesleyan Christian Copan, the co-op, beat South Coffeyville 52-14. Coach Page, your thoughts on that ball game?
The kids had an excellent week of practice. We worked really hard. We kind of did some toughness drills and stuff, and we went out and executed. So it was a big win to get right before we headed into district play this week.
How big was it to have your roster back close to 100%?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, whenever you can have Zan back and you can have some of the other kids back that we had, and everybody's kind of getting healthy, it's kind of the right time to get healthy for us. Because Zan obviously plays a huge factor on offense and defense for us. And then, of course, having some linemen back and having some health, I mean, it was nice to be able to call, not be limited on what we could call, because we didn't lose our quarterback right out the gate like we did against Foyle a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so Austin had a great night as well at quarterback. What did you think of his performance?
Austin did a wonderful job running and throwing the ball and making good decisions. He had a couple fumbles. Other than that, I mean, fixable stuff. Obviously, our defense played extremely well. I was super happy with the defensive performance. We've got some things to fix on offense, but overall, I mean, when you score 52 points, you can't be really too upset. That's a pretty good number, and we challenged them to go out and beat the rivals. I guess they haven't beat South Coffeyville in quite some time, so we went out there and we're able to beat a huge rival for Copan, so it was kind of exciting for the kids and for everybody in the stands.
Yeah, and that leads me right into my next question. Have you heard anything from people in the community about that, how nice it was to kind of beat someone up there in your neck of the woods, northern part of the state?
It seems like everybody's pretty happy right now. I mean, they understand that, you know, we're still young in the infancy of this co-op, so, I mean, the future's obviously bright if we decide to do it again, but, I mean, our fans are pretty excited. We won two ball games. That's a lot more than this happening out here in the wall, so we're just taking advantage of that, but we also know that we still have long-term goals. We're trying to get into the playoffs and, you know, win some district games, and we still got goals that we want to accomplish before the end of this season.
And obviously those kind of start on a Friday night with a game at Davenport. Your early thoughts on that one?
Davenport is traditionally a powerhouse team. I mean, they're going to be good. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to limit their mistakes, and so you're going to have to capitalize, and we can't make a lot of mistakes in that game and put ourselves behind the chains or put ourselves in a situation where they get extra possessions. I mean, we've got to play smart football and do what we're able to do, because I think it'll be a pretty competitive game.
That's Copan head football coach Shane Page. Once again, the Hornets and Mustangs, Wesleyan Christian Copan winners over South Coffeyville on the road, 52-14. Finally into district play now, Copan Wesleyan Christian at Davenport this weekend. Coach Page, appreciate it. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thanks, Evan.